Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Well, thank you so much, Dave. Poor Dave. Dave was recently hacked. He had a name on his email account for over a dozen years, and somebody got a hold of it. Somebody wrote to me, and I thought it was Dave. Then the person who hacked his account asked me for money. Then I knew it wasn't Dave. Oh, I shouldn't be laughing. And look, I'm glad I am laughing because I just took a look at Joni Mitchell's website. I was not prepared to see 69-year-old Joni Mitchell. There had to be some semblance of the Joni that I remembered back in the day, but there wasn't. Instead, there was a photo of this kindly grandmother who looked like someone that you wanted to help across the street, and I don't know where all the tears came from. So I wanted to share that with you because Joni is going to be, her music is going to be on the show, not Joni herself. She wouldn't be after what I just said. But music by Joni Mitchell, Kendrick Scott, Jaco Pastorius, Cindy Bradley, a couple of more surprises, and Anthony Jefferson coming up in the next couple of hours. Be listening for one of the coolest voices you'll ever hear. And now, one of the legends in jazz, for real. Can we just say a happy birthday a little bit late, July the 2nd, to Ahmad Jamal on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thanks so much for joining us. Thank you.
sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick to bargain when you reach the height. I miss the kisses and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again. The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hate, the conversations with the flying plane. I wish I were in love again. No more pain. No, no more screams. Now I'm sane, but I'd rather be punch drunk. The flying bird of cat and cur, the fine mismatching of a human bird. I've learned my lesson, but I wish I would in love and I, the words I love you till the day I die, the self-deception that believes that lie. I wish I were in love again. When love congeals, it soon reveals the faint aroma of performing feet, the double crossing of a pair of heels. I wish I were in love again. No more care, no, no despair. Now I'm all there, but I'd rather be punch drunk. Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of a him and her. I don't like quiet, and I wish I would in love again.
You are going to get some hardcore truth today, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just say how much I enjoyed that song set right there. When you can play Ahmad Jamal, Kendrick Scott, and Joni Mitchell in the same set, you are living, okay? Joni. I wrote a status on Facebook about seeing Joni at her website. And I don't know what to say. I am 60. You have heard me say that. And I certainly do not care, who knows, to have lived this long. Thank you, Jesus. And Joni is 69. She's going to be 70 in November. Not to say that when one ages... To say anything less than what a beautiful thing, you'd be foolish, because the alternative is to have died without living as long. Sorry for that little reminder that comes up anywhere it wants to come up. The thing is, when you have known someone who has been so pivotal, and Joni Mitchell has, there were times in my life, if it was not for Joni Mitchell music, I don't know what I would have done. She spoke for me, for thousands of women who could not express what was in our hearts as far as heartbreak or love or hope or passion, desire, you name it. Joni Mitchell was there, certainly in the 70s and 80s. You know, 90s got to be its own story. But when you see someone that has been so integral in your life for such a long period of time, you see that person aging in a way that the person bears no resemblance to who you have known, it's a shock. She's certainly beautiful. I wish she had stopped smoking years ago. That was mentioned on my Facebook page when the status was written. The smoking ages you, as you know. We're all grown-ups here. We all know that. And Joni, I think, is still smoking. God bless her for having lived this long. Lord have mercy. Anyway, all of this does not take away from the fact that she is a stone-freaking-cold genius who has no apology to make to anyone in her lifetime. That said, let us tell you what is happening with Joni, the beautiful Joni Mitchell. I Wish I Was in Love Again from 2000's Both Sides Now, which was so brilliant because it doesn't matter about winning 2 Grammy Awards. The Grammys have minds of their own, but this was orchestral, thank you, Vince Mendoza, arrangements of these beautiful jazz songs. And Larry Klein, co-producer along with Joni, said that it runs the gamut from the first glimpse of love to those feelings stirring to getting into the hardcore physical and mental side of it and then being disillusioned and then at the end knowing that you're probably going to repeat the cycle. Very interesting concept, and actually, some parts of this were featured in Love Actually, one of the greatest films ever, in 2003. Joni is getting together with her friend, who is the Alberta, Canada ballet artistic director. They are collaborating on something that is going to be so monumental. Getting together Joni's love songs and making them into a ballet to be featured in 2014. We'll keep you abreast of that. Kendrick Scott Oracle from Conviction. Apollo, the name of that track. You want to find out more about Kendrick? Please do. His 33rd birthday was yesterday. God bless him, Kendrick. I got clothes older than you, honey. July the 8th was his birthday, and his Twitter feed speaks a lot of what is going on in his day-to-day. Derek Hodge, his good friend and producer, is going to have his own CD out very soon, so you can pre-order. And Kendrick Scott, via his Twitter, has all the information, which you can find out through his website, kendrickscott.com. Ahmad Jamal, to start the set, birthday once again, July the 2nd, 1930. So Ahmad Jamal is 83. If you go to ahmadjamal.net, you will find out everything you need to know. Absolutely fabulous. One of the most influential jazz musicians from our time. What you heard was Poinciana. There are varying Poincianas that you can find. This was the early one, 1963-ish. Yeah. Ahmad Jamal, because he is considered such a legend, not because, he is considered a legend because when he first started out, there were those who were negative about him. He didn't fall into the classification of that hardcore, let's drive it home, rapid-paced movement keyboardist that most people had come to know during that time. Instead, there was space, there was time, there was measure, there was an ease. If you want to call it cool jazz, please do so. But the fact of the matter is that he gave many something different. Miles Davis absolutely worshipped him. And the cool thing to know about Ahmad Jamal is that when he started out in Pittsburgh, loves Pittsburgh with his life, he learned at 3. He studied under a wonderful woman named Mary Cardwell Dawson when he was 7, who actually founded the a really special school in Pittsburgh, and also the National Negro Opera Company. Wanted to make sure I got that absolutely correct. He loved her as a little boy, really inspired by her and Mary Lou Williams, as well as Billy Strayhorn, and became this amazing pianist, professional at 14, composer, educator. We're talking about over five decades of this musical leadership. So wanted to make sure that he was given his due. There was so much more you could say about Ahmad Jamal. Come on. Just amazing, and he is actually touring still. Where did I find out that he was going to be? You have to go to ahmadjamal.net. Yes. Oh, he's going to be at the Detroit Jazz Festival, which is monumental in its lineup. Oh, my God. If you get a chance to go, please go. All right. Let's get some more music. Anthony Jefferson comes your way at the top of the third and final hour of the show. Wait till you hear this voice. So old school, you won't know where you are. I promise you. Such a delight. And thank you to the doctor, Nat Landry, for turning me on to Anthony Jefferson. Jaco Pastorius. How much did Jaco and Joni love each other when Jaco was among us? A lot. This is going back to 1981 from word of mouth, a little story, a love song for his two children, the first two children that he had, John and Mary, on Hybrid Jazz. It's a longer piece. Enjoy.
Thank you. Oh,
This is Hybrid Jazz.
Thank you. never find. As long as you live, someone who loves you tender like I do, you'll never find. No matter where you search, someone who cares about you the way I do. Oh, I'm not bragging on myself, baby, but I'm the one who loves you, and there's no one else. No one else. You'll never find. It'll take the end of all time. Someone to understand you like I do. You'll never find the rhythm, the rhyme, all the magic we shared, just a few. Someone who needs you like I do. You'll never see what you found in me. You keep searching and searching your whole life through. Oh, I don't wish you no better, baby.
Now you know you love that song. You loved hearing it, didn't you? Oh my gosh. Woo! You haven't heard that song for a while, and then it's in your ears, just catapults you back in time. Hopefully, if you were around then, 1976. Can you believe that? Wow. Lou Rawls, the late, great Lou Rawls. Oh, I am so sad if you did not know Lou Rawls in your lifetime. We lost him in 2006, but I'll tell you what, that was a lot of living in those years. He was just monumental for so many of us, not just because he was a multiple award winner and one of Frank Sinatra's favorite singers, by the way. Lou Rawls was a vocalist that sang, a voice actor, a songwriter, a recording producer, and a monumental time giver to charities that he felt were worthwhile and man worked himself into a frenzy to make sure, for example, that the United Negro College Fund got recognition. He started this in 1980, and he worked for a long time via his Parade of Stars TV telethon. Ooh! It was so great to see that show. Man, did he cook. Mm. So about that song, you need to know that was via Philadelphia International. All Things in Time, the name of the LP at the time. You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine. One of those multiple chart toppers that just defied the imagination. Of course, you know, it's going to be a hair's breadth away from success if you have all that mother, father, sister, brother session work folks that are loving every second of what you do. And Lou Rawls and that team just had a ball. But for that kind of success, that was pretty amazing. Born in Chicago, raised by his grandmother in the projects, and sang with Sam Cooke early on and then later on in life. First time around in a local gospel group, was an Army paratrooper, and in 1958 had a car crash so severe that he was declared dead. But he rallied in the hospital and went on to success that most people rarely ever get. Opened up for the Beatles in 1966. Oh my gosh. And had a real big signing with Capitol Records, and just gravitated to the right kind of people, and the right people were in turn gravitating to him. He was an amazing human being, and we really do miss him. Those of us who were blessed to have seen him in concert, I'll never forget it as long as I live. I had a date with a guy that I didn't know would turn into a crazy nut in the later years, but that was a good time while it lasted at the Valley Forge Music Fair outside of Philadelphia. Man, that was good stuff. Cindy Bradley, one of the cooler tracks, and they're all cool, from Unscripted, a song called Lifted. Cindy Bradley, please get a chance to see and support our girl. She is just so phenomenal, so much more than what meets the eye, because she's just adorable. Oh, my God, she is adorable, but she is so freaking talented on that trumpet and flugelhorn and flumpet, combination of flugelhorn and trumpet. Cindy just had a monumental bridal shower, by the way. Dan Cipriano is a very lucky man, and Cindy is a very lucky woman. They're going to be married, I don't know, next month or two? Soon. Cindy is going to be at the Sunset Jazz Series in Camden, New Jersey. And Cindy just loves to play this gig because she lives in New York now, but she is very familiar with Jersey turf. This is going to be on the 22nd of July, and you need to find out where else she's going to be at cindybradley.com. She's going to do some festivals that you are maybe not familiar with, so get to know them, as well as doing Catalina. She's pretty much a staple there, I'm glad to say. Jaco Pastorius, John and Mary, dedicated to two of his children from word of mouth in 1981. Just a little note about Jaco. There's a lot to say about him. One of the certainly most monumental talents in bass that there ever was, and passed away far too quickly. But we won't dwell on that. Just as Ahmad Jamal is considered a legend in circles of jazz in one direction, Jaco in another, considered to be absolutely legendary and irreplaceable. Downbeat Hall of Famer, and born in 1951 in December, passed away in 1987, at the age of 35. Now, part of that, and this is important to mention in terms of Jaco Pastorius, very close subject to my heart, not diagnosed early. Jaco was bipolar. So there were many ups and downs in his life, but no one knew quite what to make of it because he was not diagnosed. And it took the father, a doctor, who was the dad of a musician friend that was working closely with Jaco, to determine that he was bipolar. Well, when you have a situation like that, where you have those kinds of tendencies and that behavior, and then you add substances into the picture, it makes for a situation that is going to be, what's the word I'm looking for? You don't know what is going to happen. And because people were not aware, and this is where the importance of saying this comes in, if you are not aware that somebody is bipolar and you see that person acting in a certain way and then the person has alcohol or maybe drugs on top of that, you immediately suspect that this person is in complete knowledge of what he or she is doing. But that is not the case with Jaco Pastorius. And so there was a scenario whereby he got into a scene at a bar. And, of course, if bouncers, people who are in charge, don't know what's happening, they're going to just take over. And a fight ensued, and Jaco never recovered from his injuries. So if you have someone in your life who has a diagnosis of whatever kind, it is so important to talk freely about it. You never hide who you are from people. Don't care if they're strangers. Don't care if they're friends. You have to be fully who you are so that everybody around you knows what the bigger picture is. That is my little sermon for the day, okay? Beautiful music that Jaco Pastorius had. Oh, my God. You cannot ever lose that music. Thankfully, blessedly, that's the case. Have been wanting to play this song for such a long time, weeks, and it never got into the mix. Jack DeJohnette is going to get his song today, going back to 2009. Michael is the name of the song. Don't forget, Anthony Jefferson comes your way at the top of the third and final hour of the show. I see some of his friends have come by. I see that our friend Ned has come by. Yay! And Griselda is here and some guests. And thank you to Anthony ahead of time, and we'll say it, of course, while he's with me today. Anthony sent out the link to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy to over 50 folks that he knows. He's such a doll. So we'll talk about that and play some of his beautiful tunes, too. Jack DeJohnette and his wonderful group of musicians around him from Music We Are from 2009 on Hybrid Jazz. Enjoy. Love that song. She talked about it when she was on this show some months back. And there you go. A little take you by surprise action at the end. And that's what she does. She is considered to be a first call singer in the Los Angeles area. And much like Veronica Nunn, who will grace us with her presence on Thursday, by the way. I'm really excited about Veronica coming on Thursday. And guess who else is going to be with us in 2 days? Slim Man. Yes, indeed. A couple of projects both are working on that are very... I'm excited. They're more excited. Shh, can't take the excitement. Back to Lynn. First call means that if you want the best, you've got your phone numbers. And she has done more work than I could possibly say. One of George Duke's favorite vocalists to use. I think that's all you need to know. And then she just did some work with Jeff Robinson. Now, that's not necessarily a name that is going to be top of mind for you, but you've heard Jeff Robinson a lot. Most recently on Brian Simpson's new CD. Brian ends the project with You Gotta Be, the Desiree song, and Jeff is singing the vocal, turning it around a little bit to a male point of view. Lynn Fidmont is so amazing, and not only for her vocal abilities. If you go to lynnfidmont.com, with two D's, by the way, you will see a beautiful little piece that she does within her website. It's called My Little Garden. And basically, it's the Fidmont philosophy of making sure that in your day-to-day, you are nice to everyone. Not necessarily the people where it's going to show, like on Facebook, or the people that you may impress by being nice, but the people in your everyday life, mailman, waiter, counter girl, whoever is in your path, you make sure that you acknowledge them and give this civility to everyone that you meet, the respect that is due every human being. She puts her money where her mouth is. On July 4th, guess where she spent her day? She went to the Veterans Hospital in Long Beach. That's where her dad... Well, not exactly where her dad, but a facility very much like that where he spent his later years. She wanted to spend time with veterans to make sure that they were not forgotten. I just love her so much. And what you just heard is a song called You Are Loved for her 2006 CD called Flow. I would recommend anything she does. It's interesting about Lynn. She can be an absolute chameleon, which is another reason why she's first call. She can go into this Patti LaBelle mode. She can lay back and do something totally acoustic, like she's a little folky. She used to do that in Boston. She used to actually get her little guitar out and sing for people at lunchtime. She's really a trip. Roman Collin, that's especially for Art, who's listening today. Roman Collin. We had him on the show, too. Very much a French person in a lot of ways. Did he learn his piano lessons well, didn't he? Full scholarship to the Monk Institute. That's what you need to know about Roman. Absolutely revered by Herbie Hancock and Wayne Shorter and Terrence Blanchard, who pretty much run at least part of the show in order for you to get into Monk. Roman did a beautiful take on a John Mayer song right there, Stop This Train, from Roman's The Calling CD. And looking at his roster at his website, I'm going to say a little prayer for Roman that he gets through this schedule. Shanghai, New York City, where he calls home, with Eva Cartez, by the way, coming up at the Blue Note. Then he's going to Hawaii. Then he comes back to New York City. Then he goes to France and then back to Hawaii. This in a space of like a month or so. So that's a lot of traveling. John Mayer's story, since we're playing Stop This Train, which is a wonderful song about that crossroads, Don't Let Me Cry, that young people take as they are leaving their teens, going into their 20s, and realizing that they are grown-ups. It's a tricky little time. My son is going through that right now. And John captures this moment so beautifully. Just want to throw this out to folks because it just bears mentioning. There was a big 4th of July celebration that was in Philadelphia and captured by VH1. And John Mayer was so good on that stage, and one of his backup singers was the great Carol Riddick. Saw Carol Riddick and David P. Stevens in Bethesda this past Friday. Let me just tell you, if you ever have a chance to see both of them, you will be healed of what ails you. And Nat is in the chat room, and he can attest to that because he and the amazing Mrs. Landry, Tracy Hamlin, were there with us on Friday night. It was just monumental. Another little story about John Mayer. I wish he and Katy Perry well, because apparently they're back together. A little bit more about Katy Perry coming up this hour. And don't forget, Anthony Jefferson coming up the top of next hour. John D. Jeanette, we heard, 71 next month. He is going strong. Chicago-born, touring everywhere. Where is he touring, Trish? I'm glad you asked me. With Keith Jarrett and Gary Peacock. Keith Jarrett has a new album out called Somewhere. And let me tell you, a couple of tracks on there, title track, Somewhere, and Tonight from West Side Story. Oh, my God. Wait till you hear. Here's Jack DeJohnette on drums. Here's Keith Jarrett. Here's Gary Peacock all together on this mix, you can imagine. And it's just word association, one thought after another, stream of consciousness. If you are in the Baltimore, D.C. area and want a really fabulous time this Thursday, the beautiful festival, not festival, the museum. Oh, my God. Why can't I think it? My mind is going 100 different directions. I'm going to think of it. Where my son's father works. He's going to tell me momentarily. Too much on my brain right now. They are going to have on Federal Hill a big movie lineup starting this Thursday. This is their kickoff, and it's going to be West Side Story. I'll think of it in just a second. I'm excited about Anthony. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. We're going to change this up a little bit right now and get you into some energized movement as we anticipate the arrival of Anthony Jefferson. We're going to go back in time, back. We weren't living at this time, most of us. Lil Hardin Armstrong and her little orchestra, Easttown Boogie, from Chicago, the Living Legends. Jack DeJohnette, this is for you. Whew, check this out on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. I'll think of the name of that museum, doggone it. Thank you.
So good in here.
Thank you.
butterfly out in the sun. You know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies are having fun, you know what I mean. Sleeping deep when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a bold world and a cold world for me. And I'm feeling mighty good, y'all. Oh, yeah. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Freedom is mine, that's how I feel. And this older world is a colder world and a colder world for me. But I'm feeling mighty good. I'm feeling good this evening. Yeah, and Nicholas Sample on bass once again, my baby, and my Joe.
I love you so much.
Oh, isn't that delightful? Those two, were they ever meant to tour together? And that's what they're doing now. Live, this CD that was just out this past year. The great Joe Sample, the great Randy Crawford, Steve Gadd, and Nicholas Sample, Joe's bass-playing son, who is just so monumentally good. The song Feeling Good, written by Anthony Newley and Leslie Brickus. Do you remember? Remember those two? Man, such great memories from the 60s. Oh, Live is the name of that CD, and if you must know, Joe and Randy are on the road. They just played the Montreux Jazz Festival. They are doing Italy and Switzerland and Austria. And then Joe is coming back to do his Creole Joe Band. Yes! Coming to the Birchmere and also Ramshead in Annapolis in the next couple of months. Man, this year is zipping on by. Ooh, and so is this hour. Anthony Jefferson comes your way in less than 30 minutes from now. Good news. Terry Lynn Carrington, Mercy, is this album a trip. Money Jungle, Provocative in Blue, based on that classic from Duke Ellington and Company so many years ago. The track we heard is very special. And I know my friend Art is having a ball because he heard three generations of keyboard players. Gerald Clayton on the keys right there, and Christian McBride on bass. Terry Lynn, of course, on drums. Just in case you didn't know this, and I just found this out because there's so much to keep up with, honest to goodness. Terry Lynn made the Town Hall debut, a tribute to Wayne Shorter, extra special, in the past several days. There was actually the launch of a new little group called ACS, and that stands for Jerry Allen, Esperanza Spalding, and Terry Lynn Carrington. Yeah, you can imagine they tore up that joint, Town Hall in New York City, you kidding? So you'll be hearing more about that. Lil Hardin Armstrong, originally from Memphis, Tennessee, found her way to Chicago after doing her thing at Fisk University in Nashville. 1918, found herself in Chicago at a sheet music store, and in walked in Jelly Roll Morton. Changed her world so much that she got inspired to turn the store around When that happened, people were paying real attention to what she was doing on the keyboard. And there's so much that transpired in this woman's life. It's just amazing. The second wife of Louis Armstrong, having been raised in a home by a grandmother who was a former slave from Mississippi, being raised in the church, learning to play jazz, hiding that fact from her mom, and then going on to some fame and fortune and turning Louis's world around. She stopped him from being a country bumpkin, changed his dress around so that he was more slick, slicker, I should say. And this is so touching. I love to tell the story, but there's another little embellishment to the story. When Louis passed away on the 6th of July, by the way, in 1971, so many people were taken by surprise because, first of all, Louis and Lil had long since divorced, but they remained certainly, in my estimation, the love of each other's life. And Lil was just devastated when Louis passed away in his sleep. He was married to Lucille at the time. And when the arrangements were made for his homegoing, Lucille had said, "Louis will come back and do something bad to me if I don't have Lil with me in the car." That was pretty cool. So Lil was at a function in August of 1971. This was a memorial tribute to Louis, and she fell ill. And from what I understand, she essentially just was stricken at her keyboard. So she died a month after Louis. And soon after, I guess Ken had gone to her house and all of her manuscripts, a book that she had been working on about her life and with Louis, it was all gone. Somebody took it. So I wonder about that. And you don't know the circumstances of how much good or how much truth was into those manuscripts, but something for us to think about, isn't it? Man, love those stories. Listen, got to make mention of this before Anthony comes our way at the top of next hour. Youngstown Jazz Fest is going to be happening this coming Sunday in Youngstown, Ohio. Love Jerry B and want to make sure you know that Sound Doctrine, Jerry B's group, is going to be a part of this, but so is Kirk Whalen and brother Kevin Whalen. I want to make sure you hear a little taste of each of these superb acts, and you can get more information through a couple of different searches, certainly through sounddoctrine.com, and Youngstown Jazz Fest, I think, has its own website. Jerry B was just here a week or so ago. Holy cow, did a lot of people listen to that show, and I thank you for that. Let's turn our attention to Sound Doctrine from Inspire from a couple of years back. This is a song that will just groove you to no end. This is called Marriage on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you.
As I pause to recall, the leaf seems to fall like tears. Silver stars were clinging to an autumn sky. Love was ours until October wandered by. Let the years come and go, I'll still feel the glow that time cannot fade.
Autumn Serenade from Romance Language. I don't know what is getting into me today. I don't know. I just feel good. Please, bear with me. Been like this all my life. When you get excited about certain things, you just can't contain yourself. Kirk Whalum, Kevin Whalum, brothers are they. There are no plumbers in the Whalum family. Everyone is into music, and it's just amazing. We just heard on Facebook the other day about Cortland Whalum doing his thing now, and it's just amazing. You are going to see, hopefully, if you are in the Youngstown, Ohio area or are planning to go from out of state, Kirk Whalum, Kevin Whalum, John Stoddard. Yeah, those are the headliners. And Sound Doctrine, Jerry B. from the group, they're all so absolutely out of their minds about this because this has been in the planning stages for 2 or 3 years. Youngstown Jazz Fest is where you need to go to get your tickets. This is a big dilemma for moi here because this Sunday is it, okay? The same day that East Bay Soul is in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, which is essentially up the road. So you know that in summertime it's so busy, and it just seems to be getting busier as time goes on. On certain weekends, everything falls into the same Saturday or Sunday. Doesn't it seem that way? Whew. Anyway, what else did we hear? Sound Doctrine from Inspire and a song called Marriage. Sounddoctrine.com will also give you the link to go to Youngstown Jazz Fest, okay? Let's get into two more songs. A little excited. I promised you a tune referring back to Katy Perry. A few years ago, she had an album that caused a little bit of controversy. Why? It's anybody's guess. Because people like controversy. They gravitate to it. And when you do something that's fun and tongue-in-cheek like she did with the song called I Kissed a Girl, it's pretty groovy stuff. Stanley Jordan turned that around, by the way. His birthday's coming up on the 31st, which is why I thought about him. Stanley Jordan from Friends, this star-studded affair that was out 2 years ago, did a guitar version of the song that's out of sight. Right after Stanley Jordan, you will hear Anthony Jefferson, and then you will hear him live. And we'll turn it over to Anthony and see what's cooking with him. Woo! This is the one, the only Stanley Jordan on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Hybrid Jazz.
Thank you. love is tearful or it's gay. It's a problem or it's play. But a heartache either way might be beautiful. And I'm thinking, man, if you were mine, I'd never let you go. And that would be but beautiful. That would be but beautiful. That would be but beautiful. I know.
Well, for the second time today on the show, I'm asking, where am I? Honestly, when this wonderful individual was introduced to me, actually not in person, but via Facebook, Nat Landry did the introduction. He said to me one day, about a month or so ago, maybe a couple of months now, Trish, you should have Anthony Jefferson on your show. And I went, huh? Okay, if Nat says so, then I'll investigate. And I did, and whoa, just what's the word that we could look for here? Transformative, transportational, a going back in time and being reminded of all the greatness from the past, but in a very contemporary version. Maybe that's not enough of a build-up. We'll find out. The one, the only, Anthony Jefferson is with us from the Dominican Republic. Anthony!
Hey, Trish. It's wonderful to be a show. I know you rock in Maryland, and I feel very privileged and honored that you've taken so kindly to my music.
Well, look, it's not a matter of taking kindly to it. I'm just sane, and I recognize something special when it's there, and you are something special, and I hope to gosh the phone lasts. I wondered about that because I don't even know what time it is, first of all, where you are in the DR, and secondly, I'm not sure about the phone situation, but let's just pray that everything works out.
It was like, you know, according to Murphy's Law, anything that can go wrong will go wrong. And I haven't had a problem with my magic jack at all, but there was a Chantel, the thunderstorm hit on yesterday, and it knocked one of the poles down, and that pole happened to be for the magic jack. And so it wasn't until like 30 minutes ago that the magic jack started functioning correctly, and so I was like, oh man, oh my god, oh my god, oh, I gotta like go to a neighbor or something, it's bondage or something. So
oh my gosh.
But it's a beautiful sunny day here. The Atlantic Ocean is like really blue. There's a lot of white caps going on. It's a beautiful day here, and I'm just thrilled to be on your show. So,
well, look, you know, I have to tell you that it's you're kind of patchy, but then there's a moment or so, or an extended moment where everything is smooth. So maybe as the hour goes by, it'll just get better. What time of day is it over there? And what is? How do you pronounce the place where you live in the Dominican Republic, Anthony?
Okay, it's right now it's after 3, and correct pronunciation is Sisua. Sisua is a very Small little town, more of a tourist attraction, sort of like a Spanish Key West kind of place. And it's really, really, really nice. The people are beautiful. The lifestyle, the cultural heritage is like really, really good. And it's a really place, you know. And it's less stress, and it's just, I love it here. So
I guess you do. And you've been around a time or two. You've had some extended stays in different places, but when you came to that location, you just fell in love with the culture and the vibe. How is that? Is that like falling in love?
Well, you know, there's something to be said about that. I mean, it is in a way. You know, when I had absolutely no intention on coming to the Dominican Republic, I was in the Turks and Caicos. And the marina there, the Turtle Cove Marina, you had to take your boat out for like 24 hours. And so looking at the map, and it was like about 120 miles northwest or so, was the port of entry to the Dominican Republic, which is called Luperon. And Luperon was this place that was like something out of a Tarantino movie. And it was really cool for the first two, three months. Then it started turning into this little Peyton place, and so I was like, "Well, I gotta get the hell out of here." So, so I wound up going to Santo Domingo, and I got a condo there for about a year, and then started venturing out and located Sisua. And here I fell in love, and now they consider me Sisua's love child. So, it's a great place, and I just absolutely love everything about the place. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love to hear that because, you know, being in an atmosphere where you feel loved and where your passion is, it means everything as far as music is concerned. And a couple of things. First of all, we just heard But Beautiful from you, which is absolutely wonderful, and it lends itself to this particular facet of the conversation. And you are a trip. Anthony, I have to say, because no one has worked as hard as you to convey this interview today. How many people did you send that link off to? You are a trip. Oh, my God.
God, well, you know, I mean, I'm a sucker for interviews, number one. And number two, I mean, you know, you've got one of the hottest shows around. So naturally, I mean, it's imperative that I got the message out there. So I hit about maybe, I don't know, maybe 200-300 people. I don't know.
Wow.
I mean, calling, you know, so it's just, that's just what I do, you know. I mean, that's just natural for me. I mean, it's, you know, it's part of the makeup of Anthony Jefferson, I guess. So.
Well, and you know what? That Anthony Jefferson part of you is so wonderful because you made it a point, and this is something that seems like you have done all your life, and bless you for it. You were not content to think of yourself along the way. You were thinking of different people around you that you could take with you along the way. And you made it clear that when you gave this link to certain people, you wanted your friends and fans to call. And by golly, Anthony, there's somebody on the phone that wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Well, this is Anthony Jefferson, and we've got a 917 area code here. So enter and sign in, please. Hello?
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 Who is this?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you fine.
Awesome. This is Mark Rapp calling in. I was fortunate to play trumpet on this young man's record.
Wow, that's great.
My
yes,
God,
indeed.
I have not heard you, Mark, in like 20 years.
Seriously?
Do I sound different?
Seriously.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Yeah, No, Mark and I were, wait, how do we, we're not in an ensemble, back at the University of New Orleans many moons ago, and we automatically connected, and we became very close friends, and if I can remember correctly, Mark wanted to get together and said one day we're going to do a Chris CD together, if I'm not mistaken. Mark, is that correct?
That is very correct. Yes, indeed. Yeah, we met at our time down at the University of New Orleans. I lived in New Orleans for about 5 years or so, and it wasn't too many moons ago. It was just a couple of moons ago. yeah, man, we hit it off, and we threatened to do this to do a Christmas record, which I think we should absolutely do.
That will be in the works. Trust me, Mark. You know you're my right hand, dude.
Yay!
Mark, you've got some really good things going on with you. I mean, every time I look and read like New York Times or what have you, there's Mark Rapp, man. So congratulations, man.
Yeah, man, Mark.
Yes, indeed. Well, thanks. You know, I mean, it's a difficult business, and you know, like Anthony, you know, I work hard, and like Anthony, I practice hard, and just you know, try to do our best. And you know, I've been fortunate. I've played a number of great, you know, jazz festivals, done a lot of world tours, made some records, and just trying to keep the dream alive and keep going. And being a part of this of Anthony's new record here is another step in the right direction, and just it's beautiful music. It's a great record. I'm thrilled to be a part of it, and it was a lot of fun to record on it.
Oh, that's so nice of you to call. Wow.
Yeah, it really is. As a matter of fact, in case you were not aware, Trish, Mark wrote a song called "Thank You" that was that peaked to like number 3 or number 4 on the Jazz Billboard a year or so ago. And so Mark and I, we reunited on Facebook quite some time ago, and just nonchalantly he told me to play around with it. And so after I put lyrics to it and I sent it back to him, I think I still have been writing on what it said, something about his eyes were completely filled because it was absolutely beautiful in his opinion. Mm-hmm. And so now we decided to feature it on my beautiful CD, and it's a great piece of work, and I'm just, you know, it's a special song because, you know, Mark has a real, real strong place in my heart, and so that's how that came about. So I just thought,
well,
I'd throw that
I
out.
I gotta
there.
Tell both of you, you know, Mark and Anthony, seriously, that song made me cry.
Yes.
Shut up.
I love it.
Oh no, that struck such a chord in me because you don't usually hear that kind of emotion and song out there. You don't usually hear it. So when you do, all of the stuff that gets stored up for years that you wish that you could have said is right there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and so let's just say my job is done. If I was able to achieve that, my job is done. Okay.
God. No, look, and Anthony, I did not tell you what songs I picked ahead of time, and that's one of the songs I picked to play this hour. Get out!
Yeah.
See, I had absolutely no idea. I mean, see, Trish, you got a good ear. I mean, you're freaking amazing, lady.
No, you guys are. If you collaborated on that song, oh, look, forget it. We have to play it right now.
Okay, do your thing.
Okay, we have to play this song because I want you to hear, you've already heard a taste of magic. This is magic number 2 on the show. Wow, that's really something else. Anthony Jefferson and Mark, stay on the line with us, okay?
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, this is Thank You on Hybrid Jazz. Feast your ears.
Thank you. Looking back on all the things in my life, sometimes wondering what is real and real. Your life's changing. A gentle word or a simple thought from your heart has made me stronger, wiser, good enough for this. I thank you.
Oh, man. Stop the
show.
Yes,
indeed. Yes,
oh,
indeed. Yeah,
you know,
that guitar was actually laid by my sound engineer, Alan Leshorn. Alan just picked up his fifth Grammy this year, Latin Grammy, for sound engineering.
Wow.
But he's really good with the guitar, and the minute he heard it, he was like, you know what, I gotta do something with this. So he went in and laid down the guitar tracks with that. So yeah. It was one of those things, you know, sometimes when you write, or when I write, you know, it's just automatic. The words and the music just come together at once. You know, and I don't know if it was because, you know, Mark and I were really close back in school. It was very easy for me to put things into perspective with it. So it's a beautiful piece of work. So,
Mark, what do you think?
Oh man, yeah, I was literally with tears in my eyes as I was listening to that. There literally could not have been more perfect lyrics written than what Anthony wrote for that song.
That's right.
It conveys the exact intention and meaning behind it, and it's I love that too. I'm excited. I hope some Hollywood producer hears it and gives it like its recognition and puts it out there in front of millions of people, because this is a beautiful, touching song, man. That'll touch a lot of people.
Oh,
yeah,
no
I
doubt.
I agree.
No doubt.
No doubt.
And guess what I heard in that time when I heard it, because I've heard it like 3 or 4 times now, and each time I go, oh, wow. When I heard it this time, now I want you guys to pay attention to this, because I spent a lot of time in country music radio. Do you know how good of a country song that could be?
Woo!
Shut up.
I like it.
Absolutely.
I like it too. Automatically, I just went directly to your mindset. Okay, and you like I said, you cease to amaze me, you know.
Listen,
that's,
you know what?
That's Tennessee for you.
You really, and somebody, like, there's a lot of people listening today, a lot of people. So anybody smart would understand how well a steel guitar would fit into that whole scenario and bring the past into the future of what really good country music could be all about. That song across the board. And you know who I'm hearing? I mean, Anthony, you have lent yourself. There's a whole other scenario about you and your voice. But honestly, I can see where you could be working with Darius Rucker someday, Hootie and the Blowfish, now a superstar in country music.
Yes, 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 yes.
whoa.
God, I mean,
hey, you
it's
know,
like you're my alter ego or something. I mean, man. I mean,
well,
yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, no, but absolutely, you know, you it's food for thought, and it's great nourishment, and yes, I can see every single detail of what you're saying, so.
Oh, look, it's just beginning. I mean, this But Beautiful project is just beginning. Mark, when are you and Anthony going to get together? Because you're supposed to get together again soon.
Well, okay. Well, you know, we're talking about there is a strong possibility we may have something coming up in Atlanta with the Chamber of Commerce. If that goes into effect, then definitely Mark and I will get together at that time. If not, it'll have to be put on the back burner until some of these deals go through, which right now there's like 20 in the mix. So, you know, we'll wait and see. And then as soon as that goes through, then, Mark, I'm coming for you, okay? But you already know.
I'm coming for you. That's
right.
Great. Well,
Yeah.
Mark, honestly, that is such wonderful work. It was certainly supposed to be that you and Anthony got together. And I'm saying this because I don't know whether to wrap up the conversation or not. There's somebody else hanging on the line, as you might suspect.
Okay, yeah. Mark, look, lots of love. We'll be talking. Let me get some other callers in, okay?
Yeah, that's good.
But, you know, it's only been a decade or so. So, I mean.
That's why he's hanging on the phone so long.
I know. Dude, I got much love for you, man. Thank you so much for working on this project. And even more so, thank you for, like, calling in
as a
surprise, honestly, on
that's
the Trish
great.
Hennessy Show. You've made my day. So I'll be talking with you on Facebook. And lots of love out there. What projects do you have coming up, by the way, real quick?
Man, I just did a record, a direct to vinyl recording with my band that I've been working called The Song Project, and we recorded it with James Genus on bass. And James Genus is huge. He's like Herbie Hancock's bassist. He's like the Saturday Night Live bassist. I mean, he's played with everybody. So I'm psyched about that. So we have him. So this record is hopefully coming out very soon. We're supposed to be having a meeting with Motema record label in a couple of weeks. And we'll see, man, knock on wood. But you never know, man. Can't count my chickens yet. But
Exactly.
Yeah,
well,
you
don't
find
get
me.
Us little people. All right, Mark.
You find me on Facebook, and let's stay in touch, okay?
I'll do it. All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Talk to you later, Mark.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, Anthony, as you probably will surmise, now we've got two calls. So we're going to do the 617 area code first. So you've been hanging with us for a while, 617. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Betsy Connors.
Hey, Betsy, how are you?
Betsy!
Hi, I'm fine, thank you. I'm a fan, and I have a couple of questions for Anthony.
Okay, go
ahead.
Yeah, sure.
I'd like to know, how do you decide what songs to sing, and is there any one song that has special value to you?
It's all depending. If I'm going to sing a song for a recording and I have to put that roster together, then it's a collective thought of my mood. I'm a sucker for ballads, number one. A true sucker for ballads. But depending on the venue and I know the type of the crowd, then I usually will write a repertoire that is conducive to that crowd. So I think that might answer both questions.
Okay, and I have one other question for you, Anthony. We have a mutual friend, and I understand that you, it has nothing to do with music, but that you rescue dogs. And I'm wondering.
Not just the fact that I have seven, but I mean.
Wow!
No, you know, let me tell you what actually happened. I'm not really into rescuing dogs, but I mean, I can't see them like left alone. So I mean, I guess I do rescue dogs. I guess. But I was looking at a girl, Karen Marie James, one of my Facebook buddies, and she had posted a prayer. And in the prayer, I did a little bit of adding to it. I decided to recite the prayer, and then I said, you know, God bless all the animals in the world, and please let them find like great lodging and so on and so forth, and have a good meal for the night, and blah, 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 amen. The next day, there's like a kitten in my garden that was abandoned by its mother that was like all of 4 weeks old, and ants started like getting with it and so on. So I took it in, brought it to the vet, and I named him Oliver Twist from like Dickens, and it says like feed me, sir, please, more, please. And then the same day, there's this dog that's like right outside of my gate, And so I'm trying to ignore him. The dog goes into the middle of the street, lays in the middle of the street, and looks directly at my house. And he's like, are you going to open the door or what? So
wow.
I wound up, I have no choice. So I took him down, and now I named him Rusty, and he's doing real good. And so, yeah, I guess you can say I am. Oh, then I have a Chihuahua that someone dropped off, and a neighbor called, and so I had one of my workers go and check it out, and so I gave it to my housekeeper and said, look, I don't want to see it. Just give it a bath and give it some food and blah, blah, blah. So naturally, 5 minutes later, I go down, no, you're not doing it right. And so then I go in and give her a bath, and then she put her paws around my neck and gave me, like, this really big hug. And so then I was completely hooked
Anthony,
with her, and her name's Bambi. And so,
you
yeah,
are supposed
so, yeah.
to do this.
Oh, is that what it is? Yes. So I guess I'm the St. Anthony of the animals, yeah.
That's exactly right. It's St. Anthony Jefferson. I see a whole new keyboard, a whole new marquee for you.
Betsy, look, thank you so much for calling. Yes.
Anthony, can you hear me?
Yes.
Anthony? Reason I bring this up, and I think it's important, is that your music shows this. You have tremendous heart. And whether it be through your music or adopting rescued animals or your friends, it all comes through your music. And I'm a fan.
Oh, my God. That's really deep. Really deep.
Betsy, that's beautiful.
Thank you so much, Betsy. I'm very, very, very touched, and I hope to see you at one of my upcoming concerts.
I would love it.
Yeah, I would love it.
I hope
Thank
to see you,
you
too.
Oh, well, this is true.
Thank you, Betsy.
Bye.
Okay,
bye-bye. Oh, that was just wonderful.
Yeah,
wow.
Oh, my God. She put my good laundry out there.
Seriously, now... You have no idea the can of worms that you have opened because there's two callers waiting.
Get out of here. Okay, let them come. Keep them coming.
No, and you know what? Before we go any further, I just want to send a shout-out to Willie Jones III because if it wasn't for Willie III sending you to his dad, maybe you wouldn't have taken this path. What do you think about that?
You know, without a doubt, you are absolutely, undoubtedly, without question, correct. Willie and I we became automatic best friends in college, and we started hanging out, and, you know, just, Willie's the best. And so when I got to his dad, his dad was, God bless those that have departed now, but Mr. Jones II was so open arms, and it was so easy to learn from this guy. It was absolutely amazing. Although at that time, you know, Willie had been nagging about me going into the jazz, but, you know, I was doing classical and jazz and Latin salsa at the time, and I did not pay him any mind. And it wasn't until actually I started my sailing quest that everything started to fall into place. You know, it was almost like a retreat in a sense. Everything started falling into place with me mentally going into the whole jazz world. And, yes, in order to answer your question, you are 100% correct. Yeah, if it had not been for Willie, I would not have gone this route. So, Willie, much props to you, and lots of love to Zooey, and hope to see you guys soon. Okay.
Yeah, I hope so, too. All right, 617 area code, you are now with us live. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
617? Hi there, we can hear you. Hello. Okay. All right. I guess they changed their mind. 956 area code. Hello. You are with us on Hybrid Jazz.
Hi.
Who is this?
Ricky Johnson.
Ricky.
Yes. It's me.
Hey.
Ricky,
how
don't
are
that number. Yay.
That's true. That's what people sing to me. That's true.
I know. I'm so sorry to be one of them. Okay.
How goes it?
Well, I've, I've been.
How are you?
I'm good. I was so thrilled that I finally got in. I even sent you a message saying I can't get in, but I'm in.
You're
there's
in,
two things
yes.
I want to tell you. Yeah, there's two things I want to tell you, HC. First
okay.
of all, I know that you have this fondness for ballads, and I know that one of your favorites is Nature Boy, and I want to know, when can I hear that again?
Oh.
Uh-huh. That will be coming up. Actually, it's funny you brought up Nature Boy. I have an arrangement. I haven't introduced it to the band yet with Nature Boy, and it's more of a it goes more into a progressive jazz mm-hmm. kind of feel, but it's really, really, really nice stuff. If you could pull it out of my head. Nature Boy is one of my favorite. To answer your question, I'm not sure when you'll be able to hear it, but as soon as I get it together, you will be one of the first to know.
That's awesome.
That's sweet. But then I also know that you're probably one of the biggest, hardest guys I've ever known. You work hard. You give a lot of yourself. I just love how you give so much of yourself, but you're too modest, and you haven't said anything about the fact that you are a fabulous cook.
Oh, wow.
I'm learning a lot today. This is a low-cut
ball
head now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
no,
I
want to
know, what about the book, The Jazz Player Cooks for Everyone or something? I don't know. Very stupid title, but...
Hey, you might be onto something here. You know,
well,
I think I am
onto something.
You're correct. Well, you know what? Let's put that on the back burner, but definitely, that's food for thought.
Very good.
Yes. Exactly. No, well, honestly, Trish, I had a restaurant, a very successful restaurant, for 10 years in New Orleans. And Ricky is absolutely correct. No, I can cook my butt off. It was a very successful restaurant, and it wasn't until I had implemented management that I decided to go out sailing. And, you know, coming here was the last place on my mind. Actually, it was Venezuela where I was thinking of going because, gold was inexpensive and leather was inexpensive. But being that the political ties between Venezuela and America wasn't so pleasant back then, that was one thing that deterred me from going there. Number two was that I didn't realize there were really actually live pirates. So once I realized there were live pirates, I was like, the hell with this. So that's how I ended up in the Dominican Republic. So But Ricky, that is a great idea. I am
it
so
is.
Loving that. Yes, mm-hmm. yes, the Jazz Cookbook, yeah. Maybe several different jazz artists come up with their favorite recipe,
that'd be cool. You always want to take other people with you. Ricky, you're right, he is too modest. But here's what we'll do. we'll make sure that we get this this project, this musical project done, so he can use the money from the millions that he'll make from this to fund his cooking endeavor. That's the way to do it.
Yes, and you're absolutely right. You know, I mean, if it doesn't get eaten up by having to pay for the media press exposure, you know, then with a little bit of change left over, then yeah, you're probably correct. But yeah.
Okay. Well, here's an answer for both of you, Ricky. I'm glad you called because on Thursday, Slim Man's going to be here. Slim Man was based in Baltimore, his hometown. Now he's in Nashville, Tennessee. This is what he does, Anthony. Slim is also a gourmet cook, and he has several YouTube videos where he prepares meals. And he gets several thousand hits. When last we spoke, he was being considered for a cooking show.
Get out of here.
So keep
this
in mind.
Congratulations, Slim Man.
You could see as you cook. Oh, my God.
See?
Yeah, well, hey. Yeah,
my mind
is
reeling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you really are on point, Ricky.
Yes.
So, yes. And with that in mind, let me congratulate you for School Teacher of the Year.
Oh! Ricky, congratulations.
Yeah, it was something I was totally surprised. But it's not really School Teacher of the Year. It was it was an excellence award from the state of Texas through the region that my mentor nominated me for, and I didn't even know, and then I won it. Anthony,
in the state of Texas, that's a pretty doggone big state to get an excellence award there, sugar.
Well. I'm going to tell you, like I told HC, I think they might have mentioned somebody else's name, and I just got up by accident.
Oh, now who's being modest
now? Like, oh.
Hello.
Exactly.
Oh.
I was
surprised. That is wonderful. And gosh, Anthony, for speaking for both of us, that's so wonderful that you called. That really means a lot.
Absolutely.
Well,
I'm so excited that you called.
Yeah.
And I mean, you sound absolutely wonderful. Last time we spoke, I think I was in New York.
You were at your dad's. Did you tell your dad hi for me? Yeah.
Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, I certainly did. Periodically, he'll often ask, how's that girl doing? I'm like, who are you talking about? What's her name? I was Ricky. I was like, yeah. I was like, she's fine.
I'll tell him that you called
on the radio. And look, thanks a lot for calling. And big hugs to you, WC. And I'll be talking to you soon.
That's awesome. Thank you, Ricky.
Good to talk to you too. We'll talk to you later then. Bye-bye.
Okay, absolutely.
Bye-bye. Well, Anthony, we have one more call. Yes, we have another call. And then I really want to play a third song from the project because you've got to tell us where we can get our mitts on it. We need to make sure. You know?
Okay.
So we're going to take 323 area code, and then we'll wrap this up. 323, enter and sign in, please, to Hybrid Jazz. Hello?
Hi, it's Corey Allen.
Oh, my God, it's Corey Allen, the famous award-winning Corey Allen.
I'm the guy that produced what you're listening to.
Corey, that's great. Great.
Yes,
oh my God.
Corey is absolutely, look, let me just start off by saying this. I got to on hand watch Corey in action. Well, first of all, let me break it back. Corey and I, we met over at the Dominican Fiesta Hotel in Santo Domingo, which is like one of the top two best hotels in Santo Domingo. And I had like a year contract and so on there. And at one of my shows, Fernando, the director there, somehow introduced us or whatever. And, you know, we were like, okay, you know, cool, blah, 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 blah. And I think we both were on the same page. I got to work with this guy. But who in the hell is this guy? And blah, blah, blah. So I did my homework on who he was. And obviously, you know, being a past professor and so on at Berkeley, he had did his homework on me, I found out later on. And so we both came back to each other, and it was like both feelings were absolutely great. We're both really, really really good, excellent in our fields. And so we connected, and Corey's conducting, arranging, producing, piano skills, banjo skills, everything is absolutely phenomenal. Phenomenal. And I mean, I was completely blown away. It's one thing to watch your stuff being produced and blah, blah, blah. It's another thing to watch Dr. told of an orchestra and watch him conduct, you know, to your voice. And I had to like leave the studio like three times because it was like, oh my God, this is just overwhelming, you know.
Oh,
so
Corey,
many props to you, Corey Allen.
Thank you, sir.
I mean, you have become more of a mentor to me, and for that I am really grateful.
Not a tour
mentor? Oh, well, in the future, let's hope so, yeah. No, man, your work is impeccable, and let me just say this for those viewers that are listening. Dude, you are something special, and like it was so eloquently written by one of the writers, you bring out the very best in Anthony Jefferson. And
nice.
We're a great team together. And
well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
That's the way it's going to stay. Okay.
Well, Corey, that's you need to make sure that folks know what you're doing, because this was a big part of this project then. So make sure you get your props out about you.
Well,
I mean,
there's not much to say. I mean, I'm an arranger, composer, piano player, and I
not much to say, huh?
Well, I've been very lucky.
It must be modest week, yeah.
I've been very lucky to work with the likes of the Manhattan Transfer and Lou Rawls and Kevin Mahogany,
man,
and a bunch of people that have all of whom I've learned something from, and hopefully I'm trying to, you know, on the teaching side of it, trying to give something back, and on the performance side of it, always trying to play as best I can. And then as a producer, you know, I was very lucky to work with a Japanese firm, King Records, and made a lot of records for them, and sort of learned my craft there as a producer. So
it's so fabulous that you would take the time to call. You were paying attention to one of those links, and you did. Are you saying then that you
I'm
are
impressed?
Yes. This is a big thing to take a chunk out of your time in a busy day to call and wish somebody well.
Well, thank
it
you
means,
so much.
It means everything.
Thank
means
you.
Everything. So are you saying that you had a hand in the superlative rendition of Anthony Jefferson's Now It's His Song, You Don't Know What Love Is?
No, he did a nice job, didn't he?
Holy chamole.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Oh, my God. The gnashing of teeth is going on even at the thought of it.
shut up.
No, seriously, that you
you got exactly the right people. And Corey, honestly, the arranging here is just so amazing. And I'll say this because now time is getting to be of the essence, and I want to play the song. But Anthony is such a throwback to the past. It's as if Nat King Cole, Billy Eckstein, and Paul Robeson had a baby. And this voice that is so indicative of what was great in the golden era, again, in this contemporary look that Anthony has with his varying hats and the
varying
Jefferson
hats.
Faculty.
Yes.
Wasn't that exciting?
It was
to
great.
Be able,
I mean, it was, you know, the orchestra played well, and the musicians, we used Dominican musicians, and Remy Tavares and S.R. Simon in the rhythm section, and then the folks from the strings from the symphony there. You know, it was a very, very good experience, and Alan Leshorn, the engineer, just great. I mean, they're all very, very talented, very easy to work with, and we got, I think, quite a good result out of it. And so, and I'm hoping that the record does well so that we can go and do another one.
There you
hey,
go, Anthony.
Touche. Touche. All right, Mark, there's hope for your Christmas CD. Okay.
Mark Rapp, yeah, I played great.
Yes.
Doug Webb. I mean, there are some wonderful players, wonderful people involved with this project. So I'm very happy to have been the producer of it, and as I say, I'm looking forward to do the next one. So,
well,
we're just looking forward to ahead.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to sign off because I've got an appointment that I have to run to, but I'll play the record and let everybody hear it and everybody buy it.
yes, I can just say words of a
Thanks,
true
Corey.
Producer. Yes.
We appreciate
it. I'll call you later.
You take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. Well, I promised you three songs, Anthony Jefferson, who plays well with others. So we're going to do it. This is seriously a definitive version of a song that is not easy to do. This is Anthony Jefferson, You Don't Know What Love Is, on Hybrid Jazz.
You don't know what love is until you've learned the meaning of the blues. Until you've had a love you've had to lose, you don't know what love is. You don't know how lips hurt until you've kissed and had to pay the cost. Till you flip your heart and you have lost, you don't know what love is. Now do you know how a lost heart fears the thought of reminiscing, and how lips that taste of tears lose their taste for kissing? You don't know how hearts burn for love that cannot live yet never dies. Until you face each dawn with sleepless eyes, you don't know what love is. Thank you. the thought of reminiscing and how lips that taste of tears, they lose their taste for kissing, and you don't know how hearts burn for love that cannot live yet never dies. Till you face this dawn with sleepless eyes, you don't know what love
is. Bring that home, Anthony Jefferson. Lord, have mercy. You better tell us where we can find money to get a hold of that thing.
All right. You can purchase the CD over at CD Baby. iTunes, CD Baby iTunes, give me like a week or so, and then it should be up on Amazon and various other internet venues.
That's amazing. I am so glad that you had the time. We've got 90 seconds now, so tell me this.
Okay, let me quickly
yes.
say... Nat and Tracy Landry, thank you so much for the Trish Hennessy love that you gave me as a gift. I owe you. Thank you. I am indebted. And lots of love to you from one night to another. Okay. Now, as you were saying, Trish.
No, listen, you and I have to do this again. Let's do this again in like the next couple of months or so, and that way we can spend time so we can find out more about your background and other projects that you're going to do, because you got a love fest to dear baby. You really, you got some great calls. And thank you.
Well, I'm leaving next week for Norway. I've got 5 shows sold out in Stavanger at a club called the Ovenpa on the harbor there.
Great.
And so I'm excited about that. And then after that I get back here, and then I'm lined up with about another 5 shows. And so we'll have time to book that in. Yeah.
Great. 10 seconds. Thank you so much, Anthony Jefferson, and I'll talk to you
soon.
Trish,
if I was with you right now, I'd give you the biggest hug, you know? All right.
Thank you, Anthony. We'll talk to you.
All right. Thank
Bye-bye.
You, and have a wonderful, wonderful day, and I'll talk to you later.
You too. And thank you, everybody in the chat room.
And thank you, everybody, for listening. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Lots of love.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.